Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the European Show. I am your host, Mo Stewart. We have reached October, the second international break already. And thankfully, this European Show comes after a weekend across Europe that threw a little bit up into the mix. A lot of the teams who were already threatening to run away with it all got chopped down. So it's going to be plenty of excitement and intrigue as we go across the leagues. And as it's my favourite, even though I'm not supposed to play favourites, we're going to start in Italy. And I'm joined by Connor Clancy once again. Connor, there's a reason Serie A is my favourite. It's always a bit of intrigue. There's always plenty of stuff to talk about. And this is the classic example. At the beginning of the season, no one expected it to be Napoli, top of the table, with the only 100% record in the top six leagues of Europe.
No, they didn't. They absolutely didn't. I think a lot of people were excited about what Napoli could possibly do under Luciano Spalletti. There was a squad there that was perfectly suited to his preferred 4-2-3-1 formation. But look, nobody expected them to win 7 from 7. Even Jose Mourinho was joking with Spalletti on, I think it was Sky, after the last round of fixtures, saying, "Oh, big Lucio, you just want to win every single game, do you? Like, what about the rest of us?" But I'm probably a little bit more reserved than most when it comes to praising this Napoli team because of the fixtures. Yeah, they've beaten Juventus and that win against Fiorentina was big, but they probably have the most complicated run up until Christmas from the end of November than anyone. So from November 21st until Christmas, they play Inter, Lazio, Sassuolo, Atalanta, Milan, and then on the 6th of January, they play Juve again. So as Napoli could easily go another month without losing a game. They could win 11 from 11 and we could be here the next international break saying Napoli are going to win the Scudetto. But at the same time, they could be 5th by January 7th because that is a horrible run. And it doesn't take into account that they're also playing 2 Europa League games in that time and games against, I don't know, the likes of Empoli or something who they should be, but it's going to get tough for Napoli very, very soon.